Welcome to Monterey Bay This Week from KAZU News. It's Saturday, November 29th. I'm Ngozi Cole. While many people shopped Black Friday sales yesterday, SPCA Monterey County hosted an animal adoption event. Beth Buchhauser has worked for the Animal Rescue and Protection Nonprofit for over two decades and spoke to KAZU's Katie Brown about the event.
We usually have a line early in the morning of people hoping to adopt a new pet.
SPCA Monterey County has run variations of Black Friday events like this one for over 15 years. Buchhauser says SPCA Monterey County cares for animals until they find a home, with no limits on how long they can stay. She says that made the Black Friday event especially important for pets who've been housed there for a while.
To see this be the reason that they finally find that lifetime love, it makes everything worth it.
People can take a peek at adoptable pets online at the SPCA Monterey County website. In other local news this week, the University Corporation at Monterey Bay has lifted layoff notices sent during the federal government shutdown. KAZU's Elena Nilsax has more on that.
The University Corporation at Monterey Bay, an auxiliary of Cal State Monterey Bay, will not be laying off 134 people next month. The auxiliary had sent precautionary layoff notices to federally funded employees in October during the government shutdown, with a planned layoff date of December 16th. But following the reopening of the federal government, a university spokesperson said those notices have been rescinded. Cal State Monterey Bay holds the broadcast license for KAZU.
That was Elena Nilsax. And a recent study shows that hospitals in Monterey County are among the most expensive in California. The Office of Healthcare Affordability Report found that CHUMP, Natividad Hospital, and Salinas Valley Health had high prices due to lack of market competition rather than high operating costs or better quality of care. But Natividad and Salinas Valley are denying the claims. In statements shared with KAZU, the hospitals acknowledge the high rates but place the blame on the region's high cost of living. They also say insurance reimbursements for providing medical services to low-income patients don't fully cover the costs. Last year, another study, this one by the RAND Corporation, found that CHUMP and Natividad are in the top 10% of the most expensive hospitals in California, with Salinas Valley Health in the top 15%. Finishing things off this week, we have a super spot for you. Hundreds of people gathered at Asilo Mar Conference Grounds last weekend for a screening of the film Sequoias of the Sea, about kelp restoration efforts in Northern California. KAZU's Katie Brown was there.
Hello, welcome. Hi. Are you here for today's screening?
Yes.
All right.
The film underscores indigenous perspectives and collaborative efforts to restore kelp forests in Northern California.
These are critical ecosystems, and if we lost 95% of the forests on land, people would be screaming about it.
That was Natasha Benjamin. She co-directed and produced the one-hour documentary with Anna Blanco. The film emphasizes the role of climate change in massive kelp die-offs that began over a decade ago. Blanco says they interviewed different communities to tell that story.
So we have the scientists, we have the urchin fishermen, and we have the native tribes.
Jennifer Linnau Thompson with California State Parks helped organize the event.
Thank you for joining us for the special screening of Sequoias of the Sea in honor of Native American Heritage Month.
Not being able to fish, not being able to gather, takes away our identity as a Pomo, as a tribal person.
One of the youngest audience members here was Victoria, a third grader from Carmel who came with her dad and grandma.
Made me feel, like, sad because I didn't know it was that bad, and I'm like, yikes.
While she first learned about some of the topics covered as a first grader, after watching the film, she says she feels like she can pitch in to help the kelp.
I just really love kelp forests. We're really depending on them.
The film has screened over 25 times across the U.S. and in Germany and Korea since its premiere in April. The filmmakers think this was the largest turnout.
That was Katie Brown, and that story wraps up Monterey Bay This Week. This episode was produced by me, Ngozi Cole. It was reported by me, Elena Nilsax, and Katie Brown. Our editor is Amy Mayer, KAZU's news director. We'll be back with more local news next week. Have a great weekend.